This is Wang Chung. Everybody have fun tonight. Ocean 100.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Thank you, Scott. 7:39. Ocean 100. School buses are out right now, so please pay attention for the flashing lights. It is that time of the morning. Also that time of the morning where we welcome our next interesting Islander to the show.
Yes.
A fellow we know very well. We know him as Silly Robbie. He has a Shania Twain tribute band that he's in now. He's a generally good-looking guy and brand new dad.
Yeah, that's right. And I appreciate the good-looking guy comments.
You're welcome.
I had no hair gel this morning, so I call this my acoustic look.
Yes,
I'm not plugged in. I'm not, you know, dialed in. I'm just sort of playing it cool this morning. It's nice to see you, Scott. Nice to see you, Darren.
Nice to see you.
Darcy.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Oh, wow.
I've been waiting for 3 weeks for that one, Darcy.
I have already learned so much about wrestling.
Yes.
So Robbie and I are both wrestling fans.
Yes.
And have been since we were kids. And it continues to this day. So there's wrestling references that will come out today, I'm sure.
There might be a couple.
There might be a few.
Well, it's already been several.
So let's assume there's maybe a person or two out there that don't know who the heck you are. Give me the rundown. Give me the rundown on Robbie Doherty. You are a new dad, all right?
I'm a brand new dad, 4 months. Wild Will is sitting home, tuned in right now with Mama Jill, and they're listening here. And I'm just, some call me Silly Robbie, some call me... Robbie, the curling guy, and here I am. This morning, I'm a morning show host on Ocean 100. I am not a morning person. I'm open about it. I'm not, I don't hide behind that. So I apologize about what's going to come out of my mouth for the next hour or so.
You actually led with that today. You came in and you were like, look at my hair, and I'm not a morning person.
Yeah, that's right.
And a four-month-old, so sleepless Robbie, basically.
And we have lots to talk about today, your many interests. I guess we worked together before, going back to 2011 when the Scotties were here.
Yeah, that's right. 2011 at the Eastlink Center. Had a little bit of fun that week.
That was a good time. And then you went on to, they didn't invite me to go on the Grand Slam tour or anything like that, but Sportsnet picked you up for a while, and you were with them, eh?
Still going.
Oh!
Still going. In fact, I fly out to Regina Monday morning at 5:10. Remember, I'm not a morning
person.
Oh, not
a morning person.
No.
That should be good. So it'll be Jill rolling the stroller and you on the baggage cart.
That's right.
All right.
That's the plan.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to having you on the show. You're going to help out with the birthdays. I know being an Islander, this is pretty important to you.
Yeah, it's very important. We got some big ones here today.
Not yet.
No. It's I was going to wish myself happy birthday.
Settle down.
Calm down, Robbie. We'll have more with Robbie Doherty coming up next.
Hey, this is Jeff Spindell inviting you to make your nights come alive with the evening show every weeknight here on Ocean 100. I've got the best music. We'll share some laughs.
VK Greenhouses, 58 Allen Street in Charlottetown. Check out our inventory online at vancampens.ca.
All right, Robbie, this is another big part of what our interesting Islanders get to do, and that's the weather.
I've dreamed of this my whole life, Darcy.
I figured. All right, go ahead.
You ready for this? Ocean 100 weather today, cloudy with showers, a high of 6. Oh, that's chilly, Darcy.
I'm sorry.
Can I change that? Anyway.
Make it whatever you want.
Tonight, cloudy with showers and drizzle, low of +1 for Friday. Cloudy becoming a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon, high of 9. Ooh, flirting with double digits. Right now, it's 3 in Summerside and 1 in Charlottetown.
Everybody, reads the weather, way more dramatically than we do.
Yes,
you notice
yes.
that? They have commentary on it and everything.
This is our audition, okay?
Okay.
Okay? This is our moment.
We'll have more with Robbie Doherty. He's our latest interesting Islander, and boys, oh boys, is he ever interesting.
Fired up.
Toto, hold the line. It's Ocean 100. Welcome to the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. We are chatting with Robbie Doherty today, our interesting Islander. Robbie, I want you to tell me about your Shania Twain tribute band right now, one of the many things you're into.
Listen, I'm not here for shameless promotion, okay? Even though we have a show May 20th at the PEI Brewing Company, tickets on sale now, locarius.io. Great new company, by the way. Brand new ticketing company in Charlottetown, working out of the startup zone. Amazing to work with, so I want to give them a big thank you. But yeah, coming up.
But that's not why you're here.
That's not why I'm here. Okay. I am here to have fun with my friends Scott and Darcy, and I think we're doing that so far.
We are, Darren. We're having fun.
But thank you for asking. Yeah, May 20th, PEI Brewing Co., PEI's number one tribute band for Shania Twain. And you know what? In all honesty, it's a blast. Bridget Blanchard, now Wilkinson, got married this summer. Congratulations, Bridget. She does an amazing job and a really great band behind her. And it's honestly a blast. So
very cool. So keep your eyes peeled for Shania Twain tribute shows.
Honey, I'm Home. That's
Honey,
the band
I'm
name.
Home
find
is
us,
what it's called.
Find us on the gram, as the kids say.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right. So one of the things that you talked about wanting to do, like it's legendary to be able to cancel school, but I can't let you do that today.
Darcy, one wrong word and I'm doing it.
I can't let you do it. But I can help you fulfill the dream of reading the birthdays, okay?
Oh, and we got some good ones today. You ready for this?
I will start the list and then throw it to you. We got to do it my way, okay?
Okay.
You're coming in here trying
to
take
bossy,
over.
Isn't he?
Wow. So belated birthday to Debbie Myers and Tig Nish, 52 today, yesterday, sorry. Maybe I should have let you go first. Valerie Knox is 60 and holding from your family. Darius Wells, 20th birthday today from Nana and Aunt Desiree. Frank Murphy, 76, with love from your sis. Sadie Doyle, sweet 16, from your family. Wayne Higgins is 53 from family and friends in Argyle Shore. Jane Ellen Boyle of Parkdale, happy birthday, working at Murphy's Pharmacy. We don't want to say how old she is, which is usually a safe call. That's from Danny, Emma, and Jacob, though. So happy birthday, Jane Ellen. Do you want to take it up? Take over there?
I think so. Big shout out to Sherry McDonald, working at Dinger's Dive today. Stop by and say hi to her in Montague. She's somewhere in her 40s. Okay. So, you know, we'll go with 40. We'll just say 40.
Okay.
Mackenzie Clements, 17th birthday from all her family. It's also her nanny's 63rd birthday, Darlene McKinnon. So have a great day. Also want to wish our son, Joey Arsenal, a happy birthday. This wish is from Mom and Dad. We love you very much. Kenzie Mullally, probably a cousin of mine. Happy 12th birthday. Love Mom, Dad, Hudson, and Fur Baby Willow. And Summer Matthews, happy birthday from Mama Donna, 15 today. Cameron McDougal, 5 years old. Happy birthday, sweet boy. Love Dada, Connor, Cole, and Kinley. And finally, can't confirm or not if it's the former prime minister, but Paul Martin, 76 today from the Fam Jam. Happy birthday, Paul.
Always. This is a big deal, doing the birthdays, celebration calendar.
If you think this is fun, wait till May 20th at the PEI Brewing Company. Tickets on sale now.
More with Robbie Doherty coming up next.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Sunny periods developing for the afternoon with a high of 9. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. Let's tidy up your water cooler question right now for Robin's Donuts. If you have a right answer, you are going to be entered in the draw tomorrow. $100 Robin's gift card could be coming your way. 24% of all women say a man is instantly more attractive when he's holding this.
Is this my cue?
That's a pruning saw.
Listen, I don't know what it is.
You should see his pruning saw. It's the best running joke ever.
I'd love to see it sometime, Scott.
It's battery operated.
The Fisher-Price chainsaw.
What's the question again, Darcy?
Okay, one more time. 24% of all women say a man is instantly more attractive when he's holding this.
Okay, I don't know what it is, but I know what it's not. And that's the Nike Monarch shoe, because that would be the other 76%, right?
Right. Yeah, you're right.
So that'd be number one. So that's obviously out of the question. But you know what? I'm going to say wrestling belt.
It is, but it's not. Okay. We had a lot of great answers today, too, but the one that we were looking for was a puppy.
A puppy.
A man holding a puppy makes them instantly more attractive.
I could see that.
So all the boys on their dating apps right now are going to get pictures taken with puppies. See how that goes. If you had that answer, you're in the draw tomorrow. $100 Robin's gift card could be coming your way. We will have more with Robbie Doherty coming up next, our interesting Islander on Ocean 100.
Ocean 100's morning show, powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardwares, where customer service is number one.
That's Lenny Kravitz and Fly Away, Ocean 100. It is 8:09, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning and welcome to the show. It's the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Darcy Campbell, Scott Chapman, and Robbie Doherty today.
Yes.
And this has been a lot of fun so far. Robbie, of course, many, many interests. You said you're hopping on a plane going out to Regina. What event is that?
That's right. That is the Champions Cup, Coyote Tractor Champions Cup, our final stop on the Pinty's Grand Slam of Curling. So it's going to be a good one.
And what do you do? What are some of the things that you do while you're there?
So I'm the in-venue host.
Okay.
So I go around with the roaming microphone, do giveaways, talk to sponsors, talk to some interesting fans who have, and trust me, curling has some very interesting fans who have packed up the RV, drove all the way from, you know, Moose Ridge, Manitoba, and they're there for the week and, you know, just kind of create an atmosphere and have some fun, similar like to what I do at the Islanders games.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly. So, and you're very, very, very darn good at it. I mean, it's no surprise to me that they keep asking you back for sure. but I mean, you're obviously an entertainer.
Yes.
Tell me about Silly Robbie. What's going on with Silly Robbie these
Silly
days?
Silly Robbie's getting ready to host the Stearns Laundry Downtown Dash May 19th at Red Shores. Going to be awesome.
It's
part of the PEI Youth Running Series. And just getting ready for a few summer shows coming up. But I usually take the winters. I go into serious Robert mode.
Serious Robert.
Like I am this morning.
Okay.
But Silly Robbie, yeah, some good summer shows coming up.
Cool.
Can't really talk about them now.
Because you're a big deal.
Exactly.
You're a big deal.
Exactly.
You'll let your people take care of that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if the Rogers Center ever... You found out that I promoted a show that, you know, I'm playing there.
Okay, so that's Silly Robbie. Lots of stuff coming down the pipe there.
Yeah.
You just did something with Chef Alona. We had her on an interesting Islander.
A cooking show. And she is, listen, and Chef Alona, if you're listening, I heard your interesting Islander. Great job. Okay. Very good job. Kind of upset I didn't get a personal shout out. Your protege in the kitchen, but the whole show, it's called Get in the Kitchen, and it's a cooking show built for new dads, new parents who want to make delicious meals because they don't have time to get takeout all the time anymore, but I don't know how, and to help me out, brought in my good friend, Chef Alona Daniel.
Really and, sounds like you're trying to get picked up for season two here.
please. No, honestly, though, we had a lot of fun. She's a great, great, great person to work with. Just, we had so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a riot.
And, I want to talk about the pictures that we just put up on Facebook really quick here.
Let's do that, Darcy.
Yeah, because you are very proud to be a new dad.
Right
down to the fact that you kind of have your dad attire on today, right? And it's very much like Weekend Scott.
That's right.
It's kind of what you look like today.
Hey, I bet you have the sharpest lawnmower blades on the block.
Oh, no.
No? Don't tell me they're not getting oiled at least three times a week.
No, I don't even remove the grass from underneath.
He's more of a Steve, get out there and cut the lawn guy.
Yeah. Rush to the couch.
Lie detector said somewhere. That was a lie.
So what did you do when you found out that Jill was pregnant?
Well, I was in Toronto and I FaceTimed her and she answered with a test and then I asked her if she had COVID, in which she said no. And I said, oh, and then I, you know, a couple tears, but then I was off to Sport Check to pick up my first pair of Nike Monarchs, the ultimate dad shoe. Let me tell you something, Darcy, as my good friend Ryan Giddens once told me, with all the inflation in the world, you know, prices are up, you know, say 10%, I don't know what it is. The Nike Monarchs have held true at $99.99, and that's the symbol of a good product.
If anybody would know anything about Monarchs, it'd be Hoff.
It would be Hoff, absolutely. He's got three pairs.
Yeah.
And he's been my inspiration in the dad footwear line.
What you will notice moving forward now, is that eventually those Monarchs are going to be the most comfortable grass-cutting shoe. So you will have your grass-cutting Monarchs, and then you'll have the good Monarchs that are like not as grass-stained as the other ones.
I was going to say
grass-stained. Darcy, I'm way ahead of you, man.
Oh, sorry.
Listen, these are my crispy whites that I have on today. These are my going-out shoes.
Okay. Yeah. I could tell. There's still a little bit of wear in them. Yeah. They're broken.
Yeah. You got to give them a little bit of character.
You're a seasoned new dad now.
Exactly.
That's where you're at.
Exactly.
I like it. This is what we're talking about today on the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Robbie Doherty's here. He's our interesting Islander, and we'll have more coming up next.
Playing the 70s, 80s, and 90s. This is CHTN-FM, Charlottetown. But when you're waking up with the Ocean 100 Morning Show, you call us Ocean.
PEI Brewing Company, D.P. Murphy, Brackley Point Road, and Leon's. Proudly sponsored by Ocean 100.
All right, Robbie, one more kick at the weather here.
Ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
Ocean 100 weather today. Cloudy with showers, a high of 6. Tonight, cloudy with showers and drizzle, low of +1. For tomorrow, Friday, end of the work week. See that, Darcy?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, been listening. You're cloudy, good. But becoming a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon, high of 9. Right now, it is 3 in Summerside and a balmy 1 in Charlottetown.
You're pretty good at this. You're arguably better than us.
Hey, why do you think I wore the Monarchs this morning?
I was wondering if there was a wrestling forecast. Could you do it in your wrestling voice?
No.
Great big sea when I'm up, I can't get down. It's 8:21 at Ocean 100. Good morning. It's the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. We have had a grand old time with Robbie Doherty joining the show today as our interesting Islander. Did you have fun, Robbie?
I had a blast.
Good, I
told you I'm not a morning person, but I'm awake and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you definitely handled this with a lot of grace and charm.
You. Those are my two specialties.
I knew that. You two are Leafs fans.
Yes.
Right? And Robbie, you were saying your dad's a big Leafs fan too.
My dad is a big Leafs fan. Okay. As I said, he's definitely parked on the couch right now waiting.
Wow. That's
Bill the
dedication.
Thrill, Doherty. Let's do this tonight.
Bill the Thrill. Yep. All right. So I figured it'd be a good idea to make a couple of predictions. Yep. Scott, do you have a prediction for tonight? What's the score going to be?
4-2 Leafs empty netter.
Leafs are up 3-1 in the series, by the way. They have never, ever squandered a 3-1 series lead in recent history. It should be a slam dunk. So Scott says 4-2, empty net.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to come back to these tomorrow morning. So, Robbie, you may get a text from me tonight after the game.
Yep.
Robbie, what do you think the score is going to be tonight?
You know what? I got a prediction for Tampa Bay. Not to win, but just a prediction for them. And I'm going to take the words of Clubber Lang, Mr. T from Rocky 3. Okay. Pain.
Was that it?
That's my prediction. Pain for Tampa Bay. Pain. You know what? 6-1, Leafs, empty netter. 5-1 with a minute left. They put an empty netter in.
6-1 with an empty netter.
6-1 empty net. Okay.
6-1 empty net.
Okay, I'm going to say 4-3 Tampa in overtime just because someone has to take Tampa in this scenario. It'll make you guys feel better.
Yeah.
It'll make you guys feel better. No, you don't like me now, but...
It would not. When the Leafs win, good things happen, okay? Yeah. I still have my Doug Gilmore poster when he was the representative for milk. Remember?
I do remember that.
Still have the Brett Hall GT poster, too.
Everybody had a Brett Hall GT.
Oh, absolutely.
GT snow racers, you remember those? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
anyways.
Everybody used to have one.
This has been awesome, Robbie. You are literally the best. Thanks for coming in here today. Good luck with all the things you have going on over the next few months. We'll try and keep people up to date on your busy schedule.
Thank you very much, Darcy. Scott, it's been a blast.
Pleasure.
Hope you guys are doing well.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good day.